Polls are now open in 6 states across the country in what is the last Super Tuesday of the 2016 election. At a polling place in the heavily African-American L.A. neighborhood of Ladera Heights, we caught up with some voters this morning.
Don't too much care for the old constituents or the way they handle business. Over the circumstances, I think we need a new complete overhaul of the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party.
I want someone who has experience and who has more of a global vision, who is interested in bringing people together versus dividing people, and someone who cares really about all of us.
Well, as an African-American, she stands pretty strong with me and on those issues. And for me, that's number one.
Daniel McKenzie, Lisa Furby, and James Williams, 2 Clinton voters there, 1 Sanders voter in Ladera Heights here in L.A. So that's California. But let's check in now with another of the final primary states voting today, New Mexico. And that's where we find Elaine Baumgartel, who is news director at station KUNM in Albuquerque. Elaine, what's the race looking like on the Democratic side there today?
Hey, Jeremy. So polls have shown Hillary Clinton in the lead over Bernie Sanders in New Mexico. That might be reflected in the fact that Bernie Sanders came to New Mexico to do some campaigning. Hillary Clinton did not. She sent Bill instead for a couple of events. Mm. Some analysts are saying that the numbers, she's got a significant lead, that the numbers might tighten a little bit in the final count. That's kind of how the Democratic race is looking.
Well, and on the Republican side, the governor there, Susana Martinez, has been in the headlines lately thanks to Donald Trump, who has really been bashing her recently, saying he might even have to run for governor to help fix the state. He then backtracked from those comments. But how is all of this focus on Susana Martinez playing out on the Republican side?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you have this situation where the presumptive Republican nominee, as you mentioned, publicly criticized Governor Susana Martinez while he was in New Mexico campaigning. And she decided not to attend his rally, saying that she was too busy. She has not endorsed him. A little over a week after that rally where he, you know, where he said she's not doing a good job, maybe I should run for governor, she did express the possibility, I think, of maybe endorsing him. And so then he spoke to a local paper and said, no, I respect her. I like her. I want her endorsement. So I think that's kind of where we stand right now. In that
and
she
then
hasn't
in terms
endorsed
of
him yet.
Another governor, former governor of New Mexico, I just want to ask you about Gary Johnson, who's now the nominee of the Libertarian Party. He was the governor of New Mexico. Is he likely to do well there in the fall?
I think it's predicted that he's going to do better this year than he did in 2012 when he ran in the primary as a Republican candidate. And I think you might see that as a reflection of the low approval ratings that Democrats have for Hillary Clinton in New Mexico and that Republicans have for Donald Trump in New Mexico. You may see the Libertarian candidates' numbers kind of picking up some of the slack there as we head into the general.
That's Elaine Baumgartel of KUNM. Send me some green chilies, please. Elaine, thank you so much. And let me bring in Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, who's with me here in Culver City. Ron, the AP is reporting that Hillary Clinton now has enough delegates to be considered the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. But Bernie Sanders did not mention that news at an event in San Francisco yesterday.
Tomorrow, as you all know, there is a very important primary here in this beautiful state. This is the most important primary that we have had in the entire Democratic nominating process.
Ron, what's going on the Democratic side?
Hillary Clinton will get roughly half the delegates out of California, even if Bernie Sanders pulls off an upset win here, which he may well do. The general thinking here is that the ballots already mailed in probably favor Hillary Clinton, but that most of the people who come out to vote today will vote for Bernie Sanders. There is a strong Hispanic and African-American vote for Hillary Clinton, but among the younger people of color, they're kind of starting to feel the burn as well. So those dynamics will play out. The vote will probably be fairly close. Most of the people expect expected to reflect the polls, which are quite close. And if that is the case, the two candidates will proportionally split the delegates almost down the middle. Since Hillary Clinton is already on the brink of having the nomination, as the Associated Press has reported, they say she's even over the top. What she gets in New Jersey when the polls close there tonight at 8 o'clock, what she gets in New Mexico and these other states, she's going to be well over the number unless you utterly disregard the superdelegates who are entitled to vote.
Right. And they're even today, we've got another superdelegate, Nancy Pelosi, backing Hillary Clinton. Just a few seconds left, but is the Republican Party backing away from Trump?
Some members of the party are because of the remarks particularly about Judge Curiel, and this has hurt the appeal of Republicans across the board with Hispanic voters. Their fear is that in November, the whole country will start looking like California looked after Prop 187 torpedoed the Republican Party out here.
And we've got more details on Prop 187. You can go to our website, hereandnow.org. We've been looking in depth at how Latinos are looking at Donald Trump. That's at hereandnow.org. Ron Elving, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.